remix.
Yes.
Yes. Professional football in America. Don't keep me at arm's length, national panel. Everything changes and everything stays the same in the NFL. Week one, hope springs eternal-ish. Let's go. Woo!
Yeah. That was good.
Made heaven.
Everybody on yesterday's panel said it wasn't going to be close, so you're getting their mutes, all right? Here you go. Because Dak looked great, and Brady is Brady, but we'll get to that in a second. For starters, speaking of close, how close Cowboys quarterback Jordan Lewis was to Chris Godwin, and then how he wasn't. The contact there, Lewis's head goes back into the left. This is the play the Buccaneers needed to set up their field goal and win the game and keep their hopes of 17-0 going, and for which all consequence springs. So let's start there. Sarah Spain, is that offensive pass interference?
No, that is a kind of push that would not send him going to the ground were he not running backwards and caught up in his own feet. I think that's why we react to it that way, because it looks so aggressive. But in the end, it's such a subjective call because there was a lot of jostling before that final move. And it was the trip that made us feel like that was the definitive moment in the exchange. I think there was plenty going on before that. It was just a matter of where his feet were when he got in that position. I'm okay with no call. And this is such an inconsistent call in general that I think trying to blame the game on that play would simply be a cop-out for the other thing that happened before and after.
Ramona Shelburne, was that offensive pass interference?
I'm going to say no also. I didn't think it was. I thought there was a little bit of hands going on, but I didn't really see a push. I think the cornerback was more just off balance. And after the game, they weren't making any excuses. They didn't blame it on that. I think if you're the Cowboys, you look at the missed field goals, you look at CeeDee Lamb's drops. There's a lot of other reasons they lost that game, and it wasn't
Drew
that
play.
Yeah, I'm right there with Sarah and Ramona. I think that there was a lot of things that led up to that moment that was the reason why the Cowboys lost. And I think that was a play where the ball is thrown off shoulder and everyone's kind of off balance. And it's a 50-50 play, especially when you're in Tampa Bay and it's the night that the Buccaneers are putting up the banner for the championship.
Well, okay, hold on a second. Let's spelunk a little bit deeper here then. Because it was the defending champs, because it was Tom Brady, then we're not going to make that call, June?
No, what I'm saying is that the referees are probably going to be inclined to not make that call because they are in Tampa Bay.
Well, that's what you're
and
saying.
And it's one of those things where
yeah.
Admit it to what you're saying, June. It's fine if that's how you feel it is. Are you making that call? I know the Cowboys have reasons why they lost the game. I know the Buccaneers have reasons why they won. But that specific hand motion from a receiver extending like that, are you making that call?
No, I'm not.
And Justin Tinsley, how about you?
Leave it to the Cowboys to have an egregious call on a pass late downfield on the road to decide a game for them. Do I think it was offensive pass interference? Yes, but I don't think it cost them a game. There were too many self-induced errors for the Cowboys throughout the game. They missed the extra point. They missed the 31-yard field goal. They missed the block on the goal line for Zeke, which would have allowed him to walk in. And at one point in the first half, they had a false start on the entire offensive line. There were too many self-induced errors for me to say that was the play.
Again, I'll bring Sarah here. You've heard before, he's an MVP caliber player. He doesn't get that call, or he gets that call, right? A Super Bowl champion team at home on the opening night with the greatest quarterback of all time. Does that factor into it all? Should it? Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, no, it shouldn't at all, no. But I don't think we can remove the humanity of the people who are making those calls, whether or not is that defender all-pro, one of the best known? Are they going to get the benefit of the doubt on the play because of who they are and their play in the game before that? Is it how have they been calling the rest of the game? Of course it shouldn't be. It should be, did this apply to the rules that we use to decide whether something is or not? But you have to remember that they're all humans.
We went into the game wondering if the Buccaneers are going to be better than they were last year, right? That was our discussion on yesterday's show, and they won with a little bit of an escape. You know, they had some tense moments late. Arians refusing to call a timeout at certain times. You go in wondering if the Cowboys are going to disappoint, if Dak is going to look like Dak, and it was definitive. A tremendous performance for Dak Prescott. June, where do you want to start? Your number one takeaway from the game.
It was the fact that Tom Brady looks better at throwing the long ball than he has in a long time. He was 7 of 10 last night, throwing balls longer than 15 yards. I mean, in his last year with the Patriots basically created an offense that was basically him throwing short passes and keeping things really safe. He looked way more confident throwing deep balls last night than he has in a long time. I think part of that has to do with his receiving core, but it's also Tom Brady's 44 years old, and he's somehow still getting better. It's truly, truly ridiculous.
Yeah, you've read that report, I'm sure, June, that some Buccaneers coaches thought Brady was primed to have his best year ever at 44 after seeing him last night. Are you on board with that?
Yeah, I mean, there's one of those things where it makes me wonder if Brady's about to go on a run of his third string of Super Bowls with the Buccaneers. Like, it doesn't seem implausible right now.
Ramona Shelburne, your number one takeaway from last night?
Look, we went into this game thinking, you know, let's just hope Dak looks okay. Jerry Jones even said it's David versus Goliath out there. This was a great game. Dak Prescott looked like he can play. I mean, this is a guy who sat out a month because he had a shoulder injury in camp, too. I mean, we haven't seen him in about a year. And I actually think the Cowboys, if you walk out of that, yeah, they wanted to win the game, but they don't play another team who had a winning record last year until November 21st when they played the Chiefs. They look like a team that can win, that can rattle off some wins.
Okay, so you're, you know, changing the way you feel about the Dallas Cowboys after what you
yeah.
saw last night. Sarah, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with Ramona. It's mostly Dak, right? Mentally and physically, he didn't seem to have any fear in putting his body out there, and then his play was spectacular. I think the defensive side of the Cowboys is what we're all wondering about, and they were better. It certainly was better, but I don't think that we should get confused by the statistics at the end of the game to tell us what kind of defense this might be. I think Bruce Arians said it himself at halftime. We gave them the takeaways. They didn't take them away. Mm-hmm. So if you have a less generous offense, I should say, that you're playing against, will the Cowboys still look like they can get the stops that they need so it isn't always a shootout and so it's not required so much of Dak? But I think that's it. The interesting thing I heard someone say yesterday was every team in the NFL except the team that won last night feels better about their championship title chances. And that's because the Bucs did look a little bit more human than everybody was saying. They're going to go undefeated and win it again. Everybody's back. I do think the Bucs also made me think a little bit
about what was it for you in Tampa's game? I know the Godwin fumble late in the game makes it a completely different game, right? I mean, Tampa could have gone up big at that point. So what was it specifically that made him look more human to you?
There are concerns in the secondary, and there are definitely concerns with just offensive. You know, I know last year they started really slow and they got much better, so there's time to clean it up. But it just wasn't the machine you expected from a team returning all of its starters and coaches.
Justin Tinsley, I'll bring you in here first on the number one takeaway you had from last night.
I would use this time to speak about the secondary for Dallas that has to play better, but obviously for Dallas is Dak. And there were two main elements about his game that really stood out to me. His average release time last night was 2.93 seconds, and only two quarterbacks in the league last year had a quicker release time, which means he was carving up a really good Tampa defense. And Tampa blitzed around 37% of the time, and each time they blitzed, he had 8.5 yards in attempt, and he threw all three of his touchdowns against the blitz. Like, you wanted Dak to play great in his first game back, but I don't know if anybody saw this coming. And this is a great sign if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan.
You never really got the full Kellen Moore, Dak Prescott relationship. Last year was so disjointed. Now seeing it, and now that Dak's been paid and everything, everybody's happy, do you really believe this offense can go to the level that they need to be to make them a contender?
I mean, you just mentioned last season, before Dak got hurt, he was on pace for a historic
season. Right, but the team was 2-3.
The
they had one of those wins was against Atlanta, a game they gave away. They really weren't, you know, that he was thriving offensively. But do you believe this team can be a contender the way they looked last night?
I'm on national television, Tony. You're saying the word contender with the Dallas Cowboys, and I know how this goes. This can be a really good team. If they don't have self-induced errors, and of course they got to stay healthy, but this offense has a world of potential.
Listen to you. You're not. You can't say it because the defense is.
It's
Sarah, I'll bring you in here. Are you prepared to say it?
No, I don't think in the end the Cowboys are going to be contenders. I think the defense is still going to be an issue, and there's too many other strong teams.
Shelburne?
I will go out on a very long limb and say the Dallas Cowboys are contenders to win the NFC East.
Oh, you see, now everybody said you. That's fine. I'm just asking an honest question. People thought, well, the Buccaneers were the best chance to repeat. you know, that, or maybe not the best, but a team that could repeat, could go 17-0, some people on this very network said. And here were the Cowboys with them the entire way last night. June, I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth, just from what you saw with those eyeballs.
I mean, I was really impressed with how Dak looked coming off that injury. It was way better than I thought he was going to look. If Dak looks really good, he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in football. They're going to have as good a shot as anyone to be one of the best teams in the sport.
That right there, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best teams in the sport. You guys are so paranoid about these buttons I have here. So what? Maybe you'll say a bad word. Who cares? Give it to me. The last play of the game. All right, this is something I love. I think we're close to getting to a place where something like this could work. Cowboys had all wide receivers, running backs, and runners in the field. That's a formation there that I used to do in college with rugby, right? But we just need one rugby coach to teach them how to pitch these balls. Pollard has to take the hit while rolling his shoulder to pop it out and back. If he does that, we're going to see a touchdown this year from a rugby play. I know we are. Just a little pop.
You got to run the annexation like to Puerto Rico.
Little bit. Ba-ba-ba.
I feel like you're offering consulting services, Tony. Give him a call.
Fire the
annexation of Puerto Rico will work.
Start by getting Zeke Elliott.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The amazing thing about the NFL is week one, everybody feels they have a chance. But I ask, is it already over for the Baltimore Ravens? They've lost their top three running backs. Yesterday, Gus Edwards and Marcus Peters tore their ACLs on back-to-back plays in practice the Thursday before week one. Justin, could it already be over for Baltimore?
No, I don't think it's already over. Losing the running back sucks, but I think the bigger issue here is losing Marcus Peters. When you lose a guy who can shut down half of the field, that's big.
June?
there's so much bad juju around the Ravens right now. I feel like one NFL team every single year has bad juju. I think it's the Ravens this year.
Well, the Steelers could also have it if he doesn't have a good year, bad juju. Point Justin Tinsley. Showdown 2, Cam Newton.
Did it catch me by surprise being released? Absolutely. The reason why they released me is because indirectly, I was going to be a distraction. Just my aura. And I told you this off camera.
June,
that's my gift and my curse.
The floor is yours. Just please, on Cam Newton, go.
I just want to know if he got the hat with the hole in it or if he got someone to cut the hole in the hat.
Justin?
This interview confirmed to me being released by Belichick is exactly how I thought it was. He called you into a room that's not his office, and then 10 minutes later, you're calling your driver and you're gone.
It's doing exactly a three-camera shoot with your father, and you're looking at all the cameras, and you're impeccably dressed. And yes, you are 100% right, Cam. You would be a distraction with that aura. We go to Tinsley for FaceTime.
I just wanted to take this time first and foremost to say rest in peace to my Aunt Alexis. She was really close to Aunt of mine, and she passed away suddenly in the recent weeks. And obviously, with the 20th anniversary of 9/11 coming around, I just want this to be a reminder that if somebody crosses your mind, whether it's a friend, whether it's a loved one, send them a call, send them a text, because that one call or one text or one reaching out could mean the world, and you just don't know how it could impact a person's life.
Thank you for saying that, Justin. I'm sorry for your family's loss of your aunt.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're off for the weekend. We'll see you Monday.